84ZYQ in the group. Well, Rick, don't feel bad, because when I was working in Tool and Die back in the late 70s or so, mid to late 70s, I worked in Tool and Die briefly as an in-between job when I got laid off. And I worked there, I think I told you the story, but Cliff hasn't heard it, I don't think. But I drank coffee, just one small cup in the morning at the Tool and Die shop to warm up, especially in the wintertime on that hard cement floor and cold environment somewhat. And I just had one cup in the morning, very small. Didn't drink it all the rest of the day, but when I started doing that every day in the morning, I had tachycardia. My heart would go 100 miles an hour without me doing anything or even jumping or moving or walking or anything. It could just start up and keep going fast. I thought I had a heart issue until I stopped drinking coffee. Anything with caffeine went away, never came back. Over to you, Cliff.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
Well, I'm definitely glad that that doesn't happen to me, because there are way too many mornings going into the plant where it's like I needed the kick from the coffee to get me going in the morning. So, you know, I don't know what I would have done if that had been happening to me. It would have been just a struggle for me to get going in the a.m. But as it, you know, turns out, it doesn't affect me negatively in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, like I said, apparently for whatever reason, it does not interfere with my sleep, because, you know, being diabetic, like I said, I'm in the bathroom every 90 minutes. That even happens while I'm sleeping. I wake up every couple of hours having to go to the bathroom. But that didn't start until I, you know, became diabetic. Before that, not an issue. I'd sleep the whole night through.